You can feel the Holy Spirit in the studio. You can feel the
Holy Spirit
in the studio.
Oh my word.
Beautiful.
So nice.
And that was Imilonji Gantu with the song Kuluma. Njengoba sesikhuluma ke Father.
Yes.
Ubusa sichazela ke ukuthi how difficult it really was for you to finally now make that big decision to say, you know what, I'm giving up everything.
Sure.
I am going to become a priest.
Yeah, you know, when I took the decision, remember, you'll find people who'll be skeptical, you know, people who know you better, maybe. People, I mean, there were even talks, that's the whole last day. 3 months will be too much, you know.
Wow.
You know, things like that do happen. And especially where I grew up in Alex, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the grace of God carried me through. I know people were very skeptical, those that I grew up with. I mean, even till to this day, people who haven't seen me for ages. I remember one, well, not only one experience, a lot of experiences I had, but this one in particular.
Yes.
I was using the public transport. And yes, I'm there on the taxi, just relaxing and sitting. Now the driver of the taxi used his rear mirror. Then he saw me and he shouted, "Hi, my brother, I haven't seen you for ages."
Yeah.
How long were you down there, like, as if I'm coming from prison? How many years did they give you? You know, there is that in Alex, that, you know, when people don't see you, when you disappear from the face of the earth, then you are in the university, we call it University of Man, you are in prison, you know.
Mm.
And look at you, look at your face. Yeah, you even gained complexion. Jail was treating you very well.
Oh my word.
So that is the life of Alexandra Township, you know.
Wow.
That is the life that, you know, people growing up, you will try one and two, you know, and same time you have your own friends, your own peers, people you grow up with, who are arrested. I mean, even to this day, it still happens. You know, that people that you grow up with, they are in San City or in other prison around. You know, sometimes you do go and visit, you know. And
yes.
I feel that Mahadi, even to this day, these that is so unbelievable. You know, these that from people, even when they see me wearing my kazok, see me going back to my township where I grew up, they say, yeah, now we can't believe that this is you. Just recently we had the biggest funeral, I think, in Alexandra. I mean, it is the biggest that I've seen or
yes.
that I've participated in, when one of the prominent figure in Alexandra, Mbopa Mashego, from 3rd Avenue was shot down, and we had to attend that funeral. You know, many people who grew up in Alexandra came, those that are not longer in Alexandra. I think the whole Alexandra was there.
Yes.
And now you would imagine that many people haven't seen me maybe wearing a kazok. Many people don't know where I am or
where
I'm
been.
Doing.
Yes.
Yes. And now on that day, they see me there in the graveyard, maybe those who didn't go to church see me. I mean, is this the person we think it is? And and there is that. Hey, my brother, please bless us.
Wow.
And others, you know, they are still skeptical. Hey, my brother, hey, this clothes of yours, they are so nice.
Hey,
we must, you must organize it for us. We want to do our dealings, you know, with you, my brothers.
Without any understanding.
Without
what
any
they
understanding.
Mean.
This is the life I've chosen, brothers.
Absolutely.
This is the life of God that God has called me. Mm. But it is refreshing, you know. Others will even come to you, Lala Mfowethu, or those who knew me by the other names that I can't say on air. We all have our nicknames, right?
Absolutely.
And they ask, please pray for us, pray for our businesses, pray for success. Yeah. You know, it is a beautiful story. I would say I consider myself also a beautiful story from Alexandra.
Absolutely.
You know, it is a beautiful story that you could grow up in Alexandra, you know, out of all places, Alexandra, you know, Alexandra Township, and it produces also people who want to be priests. And I still try and remember the homily of Bishop Buti. Yes, I was nervous. I could not remember it when I got ordained. But I knew he speak about the paradox, so to say, of Alexandra and Sandton. You know, you've got Sandton there, which is very, very, very rich.
Oh, yes.
And you've got the poor in Alexandra. And we know that Alexandra is infamous of crime. Everyone knows that when you come to Alexandra, chances are that you come walking without your car, you know. And if God can choose people from Alexandra, I mean, for me, I would say I'm not a success story per se, but I'm a beautiful story.
You are an inspiration to many, I'd like to believe, Father. And especially when you say that you come from the township of Alexandra. You know, that really on its own is an inspiration. And you've shared with us earlier in terms of the experience that you've had to undergo as a teenager already, of having to see a very close friend get shot right in front of you. And where you end up asking the question, how did I miss that bullet? It was actually not meant for you. It was meant for your friend, may his soul rest in peace. But you, I guess this is where God was saying to you that you will live to become an example to many that come from Alexandra.
No, definitely. That's why I'm saying God has his own ways of doing things, things that we cannot understand, you know. And God has really blessed me, I would say abundantly so. I mean, the school I went to, and also now where I am. That's why I'm saying Patrick Gladler is a sinner, as you ask me. But I try to be a blessing to people I meet, and I let the people evangelize me with their lives. You know, we try in this way of life to edify each other. Same time, you get people who want to give up, you know, in life because of the situations that they've been through. But now when they look at you, when they see you, that they have hope.
Indeed.
That at least we can make something of our lives, you know.
Absolutely. And your parents, Father, are they still alive?
Well, my parents, my mom is alive, but my dad died a long time ago. When my dad died, it was 1988. And yeah, I was still very young there.
May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah, Baba Felugwake. But, you know, one good thing about my family, we're a close-knitted family. You know, even though my father died, his brothers always played a role in me of bringing me up and also of infusing these traditionalist views from my father. You know, as I'm saying, my father was a traditionalist. We're from the very traditional family where we maybe club, we slaughtered and everything, you know. That's how my father was.
And I'm assuming even the culture is seen
very, very, very cultural. Very cultural, my father. I mean, he made sure that at least all of us knows what to do. And now he died when I was very young, but then I still remember Uguti, he infused this on us, and what he stood for as a person, what he stood for as a Dladla. And you try also to get those values. I think those are beautiful values that each and every one of us get from their parents.
Absolutely.
And the value that I received from my father was being a family man, you know, even though I'm not married, even though I don't have children, and I won't have children, you know. But the people that God has given you, like I'm a parishioners.
Are your children?
Yes, you try to Yeah, to love them as your own. You know, sometimes it's difficult. It's just that you don't know perish life. Sometimes it gets difficult, but then you try to instill those on people. Then my mom is a she's a darling, you know. My mom is a quiet lady, very quiet, but she prays for me. And, you know, some things I don't tell my mom, you know, because sometimes I know how worried she might be.
Mothers do worry a lot.
Well, our mothers love us from cradle to grave, you know, from womb to tomb, they say.
Absolutely.
That's our mothers. And my mom is such a person like that. So, as in Zinto, I'd rather not share with my mom. I do share with my sister. I had three sisters. But now I'm remaining with two sisters, you would say.
Okay.
Malindi, Sis Malindi. She's the pillar, you know. And I've got another sister, Gwena.
Yes. Are they older than you?
They are older. I'm a last born, you know. Gwena, you would say, is a half sister. But, you know, in African tradition, there's no half sister.
She's
sister. We are all family.
Yes.
You know, and. Yeah, the two other sisters died. One died first year when I joined religious life, and the other one died when I was in the novitiate. You know, I had many trials, you know, and I think with the second one, I was at the point of, okay, God, this is enough. I'm leaving this life.
You actually wanted to leave?
Yeah, of course, of course. Wow. I mean, when those things happen, you say now, hey, is it because I'm in the wrong place? You know, you're telling yourself now, I'm leaving a burden to my sisters. I need to contribute. I need to do something. And, you know, that's where your mom will come in. Don't leave. We are fine. Continue.
Wow.
We're praying for you. We're praying for you. And my sisters, I think they played a role in my life. You know, I know my mom prays for me more than anyone else. That one, I'm convinced.
She's
that
a prayer
one,
warrior.
Yeah, yeah. You know, in our life, I think we need people like, who's this guy now? The one, Simon of Cyrene.
Yes.
We need those people in our lives. And we need people like Veronica, who wiped Jesus' face. I think I'm blessed in such a way that I had a lot of Simon of Cyrene in my life. My parents, my family, they've been really supportive, and they're good friends. Friends can play that role, you know, of being Simon of Cyrene to you. They carry your cross with you at times. I mean, people would phone you, hey, my brother, hang on in that life. I mean, even after ordination, when you are a priest, you still get those people who will always suffer with you or who will always pray with you, who would always try and carry the cross with you. I mean, the Veronicas, example, you know, people who will wipe your sweat, people who will wipe your tears, you know, they are people that God has blessed us with. And in my life, Onassis Mahadi, there is number of people I won't mention on air. They know themselves if they are listening. They've played a part in me, and God bless those people, man.
Wow.
Yeah, God bless those people.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Now, Father, your next song, Ubukete Gwanina Womsindisi, the choir.
Yes.
And Ngengoma Etingo Sizi Lwako Jesu. How did it come? Why did you choose that song? What's the significance?
Well, the significance is that Okokala, it is this time, this period of Lent, you know. And you know that God has been there, that Jesus Christ himself suffered. And you know that through his sufferings, good things came.
Mm-hmm.
Good things came. And young Busis, you know, in all the stages of my life, no matter the sufferings can come your way, you need to know that God was there before you, and he went this journey. And even you, when you are in this journey, you are going to be able to come out. You know, sometimes you come out very strong, you know, after all the sad or difficult experiences.
Hurdles,
But I chose it also because it is Lent. It is Lent. You know, we should reflect, you know.
Unseasonally.
You should reflect on what is happening at this point in time. You know, I'm the person who can look at the future, but also I like saying what is happening right now, you know, the now is important as well. What is happening right now? Right now, we in a period of Lent. So this song is chosen for me, and this song is chosen also for people who are listening to me. You know, that's why I try to be a blessing to people, you know. Maybe through my struggle, people will be healed.
There will always be a success story out of that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this song, listeners, where Radio Veritas, and those people who were being Simon of Cyrene to me and the Veronicas, with this song also, I'm saying to you, Qinani, be strong, courage, we go forward, God is here and God loves us.
Mm. Yeah. Beautiful. Father Bongani.
Many people know, they know Patrick, you know, my baptism name, and it was the name also in my birth certificate. You know, we are from that generation, Mahadi. Where you are born with two names.
I know.
Bongani and Patrick.
I was actually sharing with Usimba earlier. Yeah. I remember with me, they refused to add my African name onto my ID book, and they chose to use my other name. So yes, those are the challenges.
Those were the challenges. But I was glad I was called Patrick. My father called me Patrick. I don't know why. And at church, I sticked with Patrick.
Yes.
For my baptism, I used the name that was already there. There was no point of me changing it, you know. So it was easier for me that way. And many people for a very long time, Esontweni, they knew Patrick. Ubongani, yes, there are people who knew Bongani, but ikama lika ma nilika baba, family ami will call me Bobo. You know, there are sentimental names that you don't call by everyone.
Yes,
you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
In respect to Ubaba Dlala, Father Patrick, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you very much for making time to come in to studio and for allowing us as a Catholic radio station to nominate and to be proud to call you our Catholic pride. I know that a lot of people that have tuned in that were listening to us during this program on Changing Gear have been inspired, and please continue to be that beacon of light, to become that visible sign that we so need in this day and age. Thank you, Bab.
Thank you, Mahadi, and thank you to the man who is on buttons, who is playing with the buttons there. Tato, my son, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks to our listeners.
And we now bring to you Gwanina Womsindisi by Ngosizo Lwako by Gwanina Womsindisi.